Well, let's turn now to NPR political correspondent Asma Khalid, who is traveling with the Biden campaign. She joins us from a bus in Oakland, California. Hi, Asma.
That's right. Hi, Jeremy. And if it's a little noisy, that's why. We're currently en route to our next destination.
Okay, and I understand that Joe Biden is actually not on your bus, but maybe traveling in the same general vicinity. You were at the rally last night where Amy Klobuchar and Pete Buttigieg endorsed Biden. Buttigieg actually endorsed right before that rally, but both had quit their campaigns. You've been with Biden. What would a good day be for him today?
Well, I think we should just point out that those endorsements, in addition to an endorsement from former Congressman Beto O'Rourke, who had a pretty strong run for the Senate there in Texas, he also endorsed him last night. I mean, that was sort of a monumental, I think, sort of coalescing around Biden. And specifically, I think what's worth pointing out, Jeremy, is that this is happening as a clear desire to present a primary alternative to Bernie Sanders. And I do wonder, you know, had Sanders not been doing as well as we're heading into Super Tuesday, would we have seen these candidates drop out and quickly unite around Joe Biden? In terms, though, of what, you know, a good day for him would be today, there is certainly a lot of momentum. He's had a really strong 72 hours. You feel that. You feel the enthusiasm when you're at his events. It's such a stark difference than what his events felt like, say, in Iowa or New Hampshire. He needs to stop Bernie Sanders from developing an insurmountable lead. And, you know, while the last 72 hours have been very good for him, it's worth pointing out that Bernie Sanders has had a lot of money and a lot of grassroots support and infrastructure in these 14 states that are voting today for a long time.
California is the biggest prize today where you are, but Bernie Sanders has been well ahead in the polls there. What is Biden doing to counter that, obviously spending some of today there on this crucial day?
Yep. So we're here in Oakland, and then we'll be going later today to Los Angeles. That's, in fact, where he's going to have his party this evening. You know, I think part of it is just it's a matter of trying to quickly play catch-up. They have certainly had a lot of a bump in fundraising, both because of his resounding victory in South Carolina, but then also the sort of quick coalescing of establishment support around him. So they have seen their fundraising numbers go up. They have already decided, you know, they can look forward into some of the states beyond Super Tuesday. But in terms of California and Bernie Sanders, yes, this is a really favorable state for him. Part of it is because of, you know, the infrastructure he has built up in this state. Part of it is also because of grassroots enthusiasm. You know, I've done some reporting on progressive groups. There was a lot of questioning back last summer that would progressive groups back Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders. We have seen them unite around Bernie Sanders pretty unanimously at this point. And to me, that is one of the strong strengths that Sanders has, because these groups are not just endorsing him. They are now knocking on doors for him. And they did a lot of this get out the vote effort in Nevada. We're expecting to see a lot of that in some of these states where they're active today as well.
I think I might have heard a siren in the background there. Make sure they're keeping the speed where it should be, Asma, as you drive along
the
bus.
Good.
Okay. What about Michael Bloomberg? He is finally on the ballot today. What does he need to do today to show that he can stay in this race?
Well, he needs to win some states, Jeremy. I mean, he got into this race because the theory of his case was that he needed to be here in case of a moderate collapse. I mean, that was, I think, sort of the subtext was that Joe Biden would potentially collapse. We're not seeing that happening. In fact, if anything, like I've said, Biden has had a sort of resurgence. And so with Bloomberg being in this race now, you know, his argument is that nobody has yet voted for him. Nobody has seen him on a ballot. That is true. But I think it becomes really hard to continue to make the case of electability and a moderate alternative if you're not actually winning states today.
Do you have a sense of where the campaign's going next after California?
So the race moves on to a number of states, you know, Michigan, I believe, Missouri, Mississippi. Joe Biden wants to specifically focus on states that where there is a sizable African-American population. He seems to have a strength there, and I think that's what we'll see him doing in the next few days as well.
That is NPR political correspondent Asma Khalid joining us from a bus in or around Oakland, California. Asma, thanks so much.
You're welcome.